This is the Faith and Family column. It's entitled A Family Reformation. It's written for us by Todd Bugler, a pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Owatonna, Minnesota, and is the executive director for the ELC Youth Ministry Network. Josh smiled as he watched his kids, 8 and 10, help carry one end of a single mattress, carrying the bottom, and he coached the children as they made their way up the front steps into the home and then back into the bedroom. Carrie, the children's mom, followed behind with a package containing bedding and pajamas for the 6-year-old who would sleep in a bed for the first time that night. As volunteers of their congregation's Beds for Kids program, the family delivered beds, set them up, carefully made them, and then prayed before going on to their next delivery. That night at dinner, the family talked about their experience, and the kids asked questions about the child who received the bed and about her family. Carrie and Josh tried to explain why she may not have a bed. They talked about abundance and scarcity, and they talked about how they felt to be a part of this project. And one of the most powerful things a family can experience together is serving others in Jesus' name, and these experiences can change them. When we consider the Reformation at this time of year, we often discuss it as an historical and transformational event, and it was, but we may not always think about God's ongoing work of reformation in the world and in the lives of God's people, or our role in it. Reformation takes place wherever the Spirit works through God's people to make God's hopes and imagination for the world a reality. Reformation is when God's people experience transformation in their faith. Reformation is when communities, families, and individuals take steps toward becoming who God has created them to be. The child who received that bed experienced reformation. That night, she would have a safe, warm, and comfortable place to sleep. Josh, Carrie, and their kids experienced reformation by participating in God's mission for the sake of that child and her family and for the sake of the world. Together, they created a liturgical memory, an opportunity to experience being an agent of God's grace. It was their hands doing God's work. Here are some practices you might think about. Talk with your family about where you see the need in your community, and pray for guidance on how you might meet those needs. You can serve together as a family, inquire in your congregation or with an area service organization about how your family might serve together, and then hold a family conversation to process your service project. The experience of serving can't stand on its own. Ask your kids what they saw and how it made them feel and how they think they might have helped. Share your answers too. Parents, model honesty and vulnerability here, and end with a prayer for all whose lives might have been touched by the work you did together.